me today for New Talent Tuesday. I have lots of lovely ladies from the Brentwood School volunteering scheme to chat about volunteering as a hobby and an extracurricular thing to take part in. I've got Emily, Emma, Ema, Inga and Abby. How is everybody?
We're all good, thank you.
Thank you.
Good, good. So today we are talking for New Talent Tuesday about volunteering as a hobby. We'll come to Emily first. What sort of things do you guys all get involved in at your school in terms of volunteering?
So before lockdown, the voluntary service had lots of different activities we could do. So it's on a Friday after school. So for about 2-3 years now, I would go to an old people's home on Fridays and do activities. So obviously since lockdown, that's not been able to go ahead. And every Christmas, we used to do a Christmas party for the local care homes. So this year we took Christmas hampers to the local care homes as a delivery because obviously with COVID, we couldn't invite them into the school.
That sounds great. How do you go about picking, when you know you want to get involved in volunteering as sort of a hobby and something to do in your spare time, how do you pick what sort of volunteering you want to be involved in?
I think it often depends on what you enjoy doing. So for me, I quite like going out into the community and talking to people. But some of my friends who might be interested in medicine have done first aid courses, and some people do a community garden if you like being outside and getting involved in that sort of thing. So it just depends on what you're interested in. There's so many different things you can do depending on what you enjoy.
Absolutely. And I think that's really important is that you can find things that you personally enjoy, but also can add so much to local communities, or, you know, they don't have to be local. Ema, what have you been working on at the moment?
So obviously, despite school running remotely, I think our opportunities haven't been restricted at all. And if anything, I think now we're all more involved in developing ourselves as volunteers than we've ever been, with obviously all the extra time and stuff. You can get involved with the Eco Committee and Amnesty International course. And personally, Abby and I, we're in the EduSpot Social Entrepreneurship course, which is really, really enjoyable. And we're finding it really, really fun at the moment. I'll let Abby explain that a bit more.
Yeah, sure. So what is that exactly, Abby?
Well, so EduSpot is basically this charity that partners mainly with West Africa. It basically just tries to aid education through literature and STEM programs, and overall just tries to make a long-lasting community change. So it's very about not going in and making everything better. It's about developing the people there and letting them make their own communities better, which I think is really nice, to be honest. It's something different that not all charities do. And it's given a lot of people the opportunity to get part in courses. Like Ema said, the first course we're doing is social entrepreneurship. And this course basically aims to develop your basic knowledge of the theory and practical side of starting your own social enterprise. And the one that we're getting to do next term is about environmental sustainability, which I think is such a current issue. It's something really interesting. But not only that, which also obviously it's great because it's about volunteering, about helping out. But through us being able to get to know about this EduSpot charity, Ema and I both got the chance to apply and get the roles of student ambassadors for the charity, which is something that anybody could do if they get involved with EduSpot as a charity, which basically just means we get the chance to volunteer and fundraise within our own school and just bring awareness to the charity as a whole. And it's a great way to make friends, especially in lockdown, where you're isolated. And I've met new people from different schools, and it's a great way of team working and meeting new people.
That's awesome. So as you mentioned there, it's not specific to your school. Lots of people can get involved with it. How do people go about getting involved in a charity like that?
Well, they've got a website, which is eduspots.org. You can get involved in being a student ambassador by simply, they have a tab on the website where you can just email in and you send in an application. And they're really nice about it. If you have any questions, you can ask. And then once you do become part of it, there's this massive community where you can all share ideas about fundraising. And it makes volunteering really fun and enjoyable and something that I think is really worthwhile.
How do you go about fundraising? I've spoken to quite a few charities lately, and they all have a common theme that fundraising has had to adapt a lot during lockdown. What were you doing beforehand and what are you doing now?
Well, Ema's actually got some amazing ideas that she was talking about, so I'll let her take that part of it.
Okay.
So at the moment, obviously, before fundraising Brentwood School, we were very much like cake sales and everything kind of like that, really, really fun stuff. But obviously with being a student ambassador now, EduSpot kind of have their own ideas that they want us to incorporate and kind of get involved with. So at the moment, we're in like the very, very early stages of planning our fundraisers and everything. So there's not many that kind of solidified and concrete ideas yet. But every term, we have like a target for the student ambassadors to raise £1,000 each student ambassador. But me and Abby had some ideas about doing some sponsored silences on like a group, like a year group basis, to make everyone get involved. And hopefully with more people involved, we can raise even more money. And obviously it's still going to be hard, but we're going to be back at school soon, so that's going to make it a lot easier. And another thing, we're also going to be doing a book drive where we'll collect books from our school, and that will be sent directly to Ghana to help with the EduLit and programs like that, that will go directly to their library set up and everything, that will go and help all those students to better themselves in learning and literacy.
That sounds really awesome. Emma, let's go to you next. You are doing something really interesting at the moment. Can you tell us about your volunteering project?
So I put on a concert for a local care home near to us. And it was a concert, which was the Golden Age of Music, and it was a timeline through it. And we sent it to the care home for them to watch so they would enjoy the music.
That's a lovely idea. So I know Emily was talking about the fact that, you know, you used to go into the care homes. And I remember doing that when I was at school. I would go and play as part of an orchestra or something to various care homes around the area. That's a really great solution to obviously not being allowed to go there physically. Was that something you did before lockdown? Did you go and perform for people in care homes?
It's something I've never actually done, but I've always wanted to do. And we're hoping to, after lockdown, go visit them in real life after this virtual concert. We would like to go make music for them in real life.
That's lovely. So have you already sent it to them? Have you had any feedback or responses yet?
Yeah, we have had some feedback, and it's been really nice to see the residents enjoying it.
That's so great. What instrument do you play?
I play the flute and the piano.
Ah, same. That's so lovely. Okay, so finally, I think something we've got to ask you before we wrap up. Inga, you're going to tell us a little bit about why you think it's really important to get involved in volunteering. Sell it to people listening who are trying to find a new hobby. Why should they get involved in volunteering?
So volunteering is important for a variety of reasons. Most obviously, volunteering is about helping others. We all contribute to the construction of the world we live in. It makes for a better world for all of us when we work towards equity and equality for everyone. Beyond the good deeds that can be done by volunteering, becoming a volunteer can be valuable for your personal growth and well-being. The more opportunities you take to learn new skills and gain knowledge, the more fully you will develop as a person. To me, kindness means making a difference, no matter how small or big it may be. Whether it be for a stranger, a friend, or a loved one, it's a difference nonetheless. An act of kindness is not just an action, but a choice. We all have this choice, the choice to say yes and help another, or to say no and continue our daily routine. However, it is not only about what you do for another, but also the motivation behind your actions. It is your choice and solely yours to help others without being asked to or having any ulterior motives behind them. That you do something for someone else without expecting anything in return for your actions. That's a real act of kindness. These are the choices we need more people to make in the world to create a kinder society and a better world for everyone. Making an act of kindness will always have an impact, even if it's just a smile. And that's the reason why I volunteer.
That's great. That's so lovely to hear. And, you know, you're all doing such amazing work for various volunteering projects. It's lovely to hear the variety of ways you can get involved, things you can do, and to hear about why it's so important to you all. Definitely to anyone listening who's looking for something to do at the moment, looking for a new hobby, there are so many different ways you can get involved. There's so many different, you know, charities, very many different routes and themes you can go down. So definitely, I think you can see from all these lovely people joining me today that volunteering is a very, very worthy hobby to get involved in. So Inga, if people are wanting to volunteer, I know you've got a list of some companies and people that are looking for help and always interested in volunteers, don't you?
I do. So although you can volunteer internationally with a lot of companies, there's also many local charities around where you live, especially in Brentwood, Essex, and Chelmsford and the cities in this county. For example, there's a lot of soup kitchens like Chelmsford Food Bank. There's One Love Soup Kitchen in Southend, Ealing Soup Kitchen, Brixton Soup Kitchen, and Sanctus. Other than that, there's a lot of charity shops in the high streets around us, like Cancer Research UK, St. Francis Hospice, Barnardus, HUK, British Heart Foundation, Salvation Army, Doctors Trust, and many others. And if there's any other charities listening to this, Brentwood School is always open to working with many other charities and helping.
Amazing. So if anybody listening has a charity and is in desperate need of volunteers at the moment, as Inga said, their Brentwood School always willing to help, and I'm sure plenty of the other schools as well. So make sure to get in touch, and you can of course get in touch with the show as well, and we can chat about your charity a little bit. Thank you so much, girls, for joining me today. It's been so lovely to have you on and hear about your projects.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.